I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The alleged fraud by Wall Street fund manager Bernard Madoff roped in the great and the good. International banks, wealthy individuals, philanthropists, even Hollywood celebrities all seem to have been caught up to the tune of $50 billion or more. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
The list of those said to have been burned by Madoff includes some big names. There's Britain's largest bank, HSBC, Grupo Santander of Spain, one of the biggest banks in Europe, Nomura Holdings in Japan, along with other financial institutions in France, Italy, and Switzerland. Individual victims are said to include several owners of pro sports teams and foundations run by U.S. Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey and director Steven Spielberg. Clearly, the mega money manager Bernard Madoff was good at what he did. But what he did was apparently dupe his investors, according to stock analyst Tony Craze of DonTraders.com.
All it seems to be is a pyramid scheme where basically what he was doing, of course, was paying out the old investors with new investors' money. Very simple, and a lot of people have done it in the past.
Craze says Madoff's resume might have helped him avoid detection. Madoff had nearly a half century of Wall Street experience that included a stint as chairman of the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. Nicola Horlick is with Bramdian Asset Management in London. One of its firm's funds had 9% of its money invested in Madoff's company. Horlick says the regulators at banks and especially at the Security and Exchange Commission appear to have been asleep at the wheel.
One of the vehicles we were invested in that had exposure to Madoff had, you know, one of the largest firms of auditors in the world auditing it. And, of course, the SEC was responsible in America for regulating this entity and went into it in 2005 and 2007 and gave it a clean bill of health. And I think, actually, the major question we should all be asking is, how could that happen?
Speaking with the BBC this morning, Horlick pointed out that the fraud Madoff is being charged with was relatively simple, and that raises troubling questions about the whole financial industry.
Now, it's very difficult for people to invest in things that are meant to be regulated in America because they have fallen down on the job. And, you know, this is all through the credit crunch that this has been apparent. And this is the biggest scandal, financial scandal, probably in the history of the markets. $50 billion, just to put it in context. You remember there was a big scandal at the beginning of the year with a French trader at SocGen who lost $7 billion. That was a big deal. $50 billion is a huge amount of money.
And it's just the latest blow to worldwide confidence in Wall Street after the troubles in the U.S. housing market and banking sector. Bernard Madoff is free on a $10 million bail bond. If he's found guilty, the 70-year-old faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $5 million. His lawyer is quoted as saying that Madoff is a long-standing leader in the financial services industry with an unblemished record and that he would fight to get through this unfortunate event. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.